The push for E15 ethanol is getting some major support. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by the South Dakota Angus Association. Invest wisely. Buy registered Angus beef. We are seeing a strong support for E15 and ethanol, starting out with the president himself, who is speaking in Iowa this week.
The people of Iowa to know that I am trusting Speaker Mike Johnson, who's great, and Leader John Thune, who's great, that's House and Senate, to find a deal that works. We've got it. For farmers, consumers, and refiners, including small and mid-sized refiners, in other words, to get E15 approved, and they're working on it. They're very close to getting it done, so I just wanted to let you know that. I will sign it without delay. Okay.
Traveling alongside the president was U.S. Congressman Randy Feenstra of Iowa. He's a member of the House Ag Committee. He throws his support behind E15, as well as USDA Secretary Brooke Rollin.
You know, she's really pushing the passage of E15. I've been working on it. We've been working so hard to get this done. You know, we've been talking about this for 7 years. This is finally, I think, the final time that we're going to get it done. We're just trying to find that vehicle in the next 2 weeks to get it attached to, and it's got to be probably one of the budget bills, but we got to find a place for our crops, and E15 is a start. I think if we can get that done, that'd be a huge benefit for all our farmers.
And when you bring that up, I like to talk about value-added products, and that really is one of the bright spots, whether it's E15 ethanol. But then you start talking about the biofuels, biodiesel. Those are pretty bright spots for us.
They are. And right now, sitting in front of the administration is a set two rules for RFS. So these are the renewable volume obligations.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by the South Dakota Angus Association, I'm Keith Lundberg.